Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 755 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Contact group for the defense of Ukraine in the Rammstein format met yesterday, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The Rammstein format, also known as Ukraine Defense Contact Group, unites defense ministers and other high-level officials from over 50 countries that provide military support to Ukraine or consider doing so. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, opening the meeting, promised that the United States will continue to support Ukraine's military efforts against Russia. Austin said Russia paid a staggering price for the war, echoing estimates that at least 315,000 Russian soldiers were killed or wounded during the war, which has cost Russia up to $211 billion. He recalled that just last week the United States announced additional security support for Ukraine worth $300 million. Austin called the measure extraordinary, adding that it would help take care of the urgent needs for air defense, artillery, and anti-tank capabilities. Later, after the meeting, Austin added that Ukraine's survival is in danger. Austin did not say how Washington would support Ukraine without additional funding blocked in Congress. Following the results of the meeting, Rustem Umerov, the Minister of Defense of Ukraine, said that Kyiv will be supplied with more ammunition and missiles for air defense systems, reports RBK Ukraine. Umerov said that Ukrainian delegation presented the action plan for 2024 and voiced the critical needs of the defense forces of Ukraine. According to him, the Ukrainian military experienced a critical need in ammunition, and partners informed about the aid packages, which include shells of different calibers. Another need that partners promised to help with is air defense missiles. Umerov added that Ukraine was working jointly with the US, Denmark, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Romania to receive the F-16 fighter jets as soon as possible. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. After the meeting, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine worth approximately 500 million euros, reports Forbes Ukraine. According to Pistorius, the package consists primarily of additional ammunition supplies, 10,000 artillery shells from Bundeswehr warehouses. The new aid package will also include 100 armored infantry vehicles and 100 transportation vehicles. He added that Berlin will also cover the cost of 180 shells as part of a Czech-led initiative to supply artillery ammunition to Ukraine, reports European Pravda. Delivery will take place gradually in stages and will begin in the summer. In addition, Germany has concluded contracts for another 100,155mm shells at the national level. Deliveries to Ukraine are also scheduled for this year. Earlier, Finland announced plans to contribute 30 million euros to purchase artillery ammunition for Ukraine as part of the Czech-led initiative. Canada promised $30 million to this initiative as well. Ottawa will also supply Kyiv with night vision devices worth more than $5.5 million. Canadian Defense Minister Bill Blair has suggested that Canada and other partners could purchase Ukrainian-made drones for Ukraine's military as well as for their own defense needs, reports Ukrinform. Quote, "I don't think anybody knows better how to fight the Russians than the Ukrainians," unquote, Blair said. The Ministry of Defense of Ukraine announced that they plan to open 27 recruiting centers in the regions in the first half of 2024, reports Gromadske. According to the ministry's representative responsible for recruiting, Oleksiy Bezhevets, the idea is to make the recruitment process as transparent as possible and expand its geography. The center will work as a consultant and information office, which if necessary will support the enrollment of those willing to join the defense forces. One of these centers was opened in Zaporizhia on 19th of March. It will be staffed by two civilian employees who, according to the Ministry of Defense, cannot issue conscription notices, so their function will be purely communicative. The center in Zaporizhia offers a number of vacancies, in particular in units of the Territorial Defense Forces, the National Guard, and the Marine Corps. The ministry stressed that currently the greatest demand is observed for unmanned aerial vehicles operators, driver mechanics, doctors, and IT specialists. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.